lawsuit is completely without merit. Jeremy House reporting.
The Texas House advancing a bill designed to lower property taxes over objections from several top cities. Supporters say the bill forces cities to look into misappropriation of local funds to make up any budget shortfalls. This is Town Hall News.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. We're on the air, whether we like it or not. Let's see. It is Sunday once again, and it is the 13th of August. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host. I'm here in the studio with my sister, Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
Good morning. Have a mic. Here, take this mic.
we'll get there. Good morning, everyone.
And our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great guy, Bob Martin, is back in the studio with us.
Good morning, Mark and Linda and Red and special guest Terry.
And Terry, that's what I was going to say. Red Smith is on the unfunded circle of hell glide path, the wall.
Can't even get it all out there. Yeah. There's so much going on.
The tattered remnants of our former greatness. That guy.
Let's just shorten into Red Smith over it.
Yeah, we should just make
get over it.
We should just like I'm over it.
You know, instead of like PhD, I don't know. You know. Something like, USC, Unfunded Circle of Hell.
Yeah.
I also got Frank in here, too, handing me my keys. Thank you, Frank. We are streaming worldwide. You can go to the chat room at KCNR1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well. And you can friend me on Facebook at Sovereign Minds. Let's see. Reading Patriots meet every Monday night at 6 p.m., 3276 Pacelli Lane. They stand for limited government, fiscal responsibility, and start following that darn Constitution, those radical right-wing... I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah.
Those terrible people.
Oh, crazy boy. Yeah. You've been listening to Jefferson State of Mind, and we have a special guest in the studio with us here, Terry Raposa, who's going to talk about the court case a little bit here in a minute. But first, let's see. Have we got veterans events?
We do have a few veterans events, and bear with me because I just got this in. They're having the second annual Northern California Shasta County Military History Combat Vehicle Show coming. Wow. September 23rd and 4th.
Can you say that twice without making a mistake?
What's the acronym?
Long.
It's long. 9:30 to 4:30. And it's going to be one block south of Wind River Casino at 7400 South Market Street. So the Old Sky Ranch Airport, it says on here. Also, we got a sock hop coming. Northern California Veterans Cemetery Support is putting on a sock hop September 16th, 7 to 10 p.m. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. at the Veterans Hall at 1605 Yuba Street, Reading. And this is going to help support, it's a fundraiser, and it helps support Wreaths Across America, Memorial Days at the cemetery, and a lot of different stuff, but it's a dance, 50s and 60s. So tickets are $12. For more information, call 916-9289. And one more for Mr. Frank Rose. Pisano Days, 2017, coming on Friday, September 22nd, and Saturday, September 23rd, at South City Park, Reading. So We'll keep you posted on that, but that's on Friday, September 22nd and the 23rd. And they always have a lot of good stuff down there. They have great food down there. I'll say that for them. And, $10 for adults for tickets for the meal down there. And if you want more information and tickets, call John at 605-1351.
All right, I just got a couple of things to cover. One is the quote of the day. This is from Exodus 15:3. And the Lord is a man of war, and the Lord is his name. Now, isn't that, wow, the Lord is a man of war, and the Lord is his name. That is very interesting. I didn't know that God was a man of war.
You need to read more Old Testament.
Maybe so. Yeah, that's right out of Exodus when, you know, the crossing the Red Sea and the contents. You got something, Bob?
No, I was just curious where the quote came from, but you answered it. It was Exodus.
Yeah, it's Exodus, and it's just interesting that this is right after he smashed all the Egyptians in the Red Sea. I thought that was...
I remember things like slaughter the livestock to the last calf, leave no stone one on top of the other, sowing salt into the earth so they may never sow again.
So I'm not sure where we're going with it, but I thought it was an interesting quote.
Boy.
Yeah. So, okay. I gotta do this. Okay, we got two stories, and then we're to Terry. Okay, the first story is that Hillary Clinton... Can't even say
Quinton.
It with a straight face.
Quinton. I wish she was Quinton.
Hillary Quinton, formerly known as Hillary Clinton.
Is that Quinton as in San Quinton?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
That's getting that could be going there. You
in
know,
solitary confinement.
Well, I'll tell you what, the crap is just getting deeper and deeper and deeper. Anyway, she's preparing. This comes from Society. This is at ChristianToday.com. Politician turned preacher. Hillary Clinton prepares to finally come out as a Christian leader. What? It's like, don't pay attention to that little girl behind the curtain. I am the Great Oz.
Yeah,
what?
I have no words.
What?
I have no words.
No words.
At least not FCC approved.
I was going to say, get ready,
you
Bob.
You can't make this crap up. This is from a former presidential candidate, her longtime pastor, a former presidential candidate, you know, talking about Hillary, obviously, Bill Schiletti. Shalady, I guess is his name. This is a quote. Given her depth of knowledge of the Bible and her experience of caring for people and loving people, she'd make a great pastor, he said. No, she probably won't go to a seminary. She probably won't pursue an official lay position in the Methodist Church like deaconess. I think it would be more of her guest preaching at some point. He said, we have a long history of lay preachers in the United States Methodist Church. Are you freaking kidding me?
What's in Hillary Clinton's Bible? Let's see. What is that, like the Book of Alinsky? The Apostle.
Yeah, I know.
The Apostle of
Vince Jones. Apostle Vince Jones, or Vince Foster, I mean. How many people have died? It was Paula Jones and Vince Foster. I mean.
Yeah. Seth Rich.
If she cared, man, I hope she doesn't start caring about me and loving me because, man, you don't last very long in those circles.
Yeah. You tend to have an accident then.
Yeah. I mean, unbelievable. Okay, one more quote and then we're to Terry. This is a quote. This is a read. I got a couple of things here. Okay. And let me find this one. I just had it here in front of me. This is talking about the Federal Reserve. And I just thought that this was absolutely interesting. This is this comes from an investor named Jeffrey P. Snyder. I'm not a conspiratist, and because of that, I am often placed in a tough position of having to defend the otherwise indefensible. The Federal Reserve is not a cabal of evil geniuses dedicated to bringing down the global order so as to create a new one with Wall Street masters in complete control. They are instead a clown show, a remedial class of half-wits in empty suits opining on a topic that in a just society would be banished from its entirety. Wow.
Yeah.
So it's like, wow, they're evil. They're either evil geniuses that are so smart that they're taking over the world. Or
they're complete Muppet morons that are just destroying it.
A bunch of meatheads.
I'm not sure it matters which one they are.
I was going to say.
The ultimate conclusion both ways is they got to go.
Nothing in between there. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Anyway.
Niccolo Machiavelli or Pee Wee Herman? Which is...
dun, 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 dun.
You guys do that way too well.
Pardon me, what are you saying?
What an easy...
Oh. Yeah, never mind. Yeah. I do cartoon voices better. With that, let's talk about the court case, Terry. We got about 15 minutes here.
Oh, I can do it a lot quicker than that. Let you guys get back to the fun here. But what did you say that guy's name was? Mark what? Mark Schleitzer?
Which one?
The fellow who is endorsing Hillary for.
Oh, yeah, it's right here. It's let me pull it up here for you. It's I'm just like what? Bill Schlady.
Bill Schlady. I'm glad that I got rid of my speech impediment, because if I would have said his last name, I would have been bleeped.
Longtime pastor.
Longtime pastor.
At it says at a recent shoot. I think it meant photo shoot. For her new book, you know, the Cross and the Silencer. Sorry.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Good grief. Anyway, I'm sorry. I can't help it. I look at this stuff and it's like...
Unbelievable.
It's like, what? Oh, yeah, she's a real model of Christianity.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And they're going to sell that one? Oh, boy. Look at the hubris in that? Good grief. Oh, let's see. I tried, you know, being a communist, a progressive. Hey, I know. Let's pander to the Christian right. That'll get me in. Yeah. It's my turn, damn it.
Yeah. The Greek chameleon.
More like the Greek lizard, the gecko.
Oh man!
Anyway, go ahead, Terry. I'm sorry. Let's.
I'll take all the credit for making that my fault. That was hilarious.
Sorry.
You know, that's one thing great about this program, you guys. When folks are listening, I mean, you come up with a lot of incredibly good stuff, and you do it with humor, which kind of lessens the blow. But nevertheless, it is the blow. Anyway, I want to talk about...
Are you trying to say we blow?
Not going there.
I think we're going to have to be careful.
No comments.
No comments. Yeah, I think we're going to have to be careful on everything we say here.
Okay, go ahead. Anyway.
Get ready, Bob.
Is that a seven-second delay?
As his hand hovers over the button like a ninja warrior of the 7th century.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Like a NORAD operator watching North Korea.
I'm not sure that's funny.
Yeah.
See, I thought it was a cocaine reference. I was going in a totally different direction.
Well, we were talking about the Clintons, so I can see.
Yeah.
I can see the confusion there.
This is the Comedy Hour portion of Sovereign Minds.
Sorry. We can't help ourselves. Go ahead. Let's talk about the court case, though. Let's get serious here for a second. We know that we've got an upcoming date on the 25th of August to go down there. And, you know, we know that the judge has already stated that, you know, we're entitled to the three-judge panel.
Actually, what she did is she requested a three-judge panel after having our initial complaint for about 3 or 4 weeks. She did this on August the 3rd. However, there was an ex parte motion that was filed by the state. And, folks, an ex parte motion is an emergency motion. Usually an attorney would file that. Let's say if your attorney thinks you're going to die in 24 hours, he would file the ex parte telling the judge they need to dismiss the case because you're going to die in 24 hours. Anyway, they filed that. Now, she has issued a new minute. She did that on Wednesday the 10th, almost a week after she had already requested the three-judge panel, showing that our initial complaint did show merit. So she has scheduled a hearing on the 25th of August at 10 a.m., and this is at the Robert T. Matsu Courthouse. Robert T. Matsu, that's spelled M-A-T-S-U, 501 I Street, Courtroom 3, and that's on the 15th floor. Now, she's going to hear the state attorney's ex parte emergency motion to reconsider the appointment of the three-judge panel, which is a little bit strange. We can chit-chat a little bit about that in a minute. But she also, at the same time, Judge Miller set a September 8th hearing at 10 a.m. in Courtroom 3 at the same place to hear the CFR's motion to amend our complaint. And that happens a lot during cases. But Anyway, the CFR motion, which is our Citizens for Fair Representation amendment to the complaint, is very, very strong. We've added several plaintiffs to this, and including incorporated cities and also some folks who had lost their homes in the Oroville Dam situation. So it's going to be even stronger. In fact, I think that the amended complaint is sort of like the Richter scale on this. Again, we need as many people to show up on the 25th at 10 a.m., Courtroom 3, that's at the Robert T. Matsu Courthouse, 501 I Street, on the 15th floor. Now, wear your Jefferson stuff, wear whatever, you know, you feel comfortable in, but we want a show of people there, and we want a large show of people. Remember, when you're in the courthouse, just please be very respectful. Can't really say anything, and the only thing you really can bring in is water. So, Mark, looks like you got a question, buddy.
Well, no, I was just going to – more of a comment, I think, on the fact that it just goes to show you that maybe we're starting to make some waves down there, because it's like somebody woke up at the last minute and said, hey, wait a minute, they might actually have something here. You know, I mean, like somebody, you know, got their – we got somebody's attention somewhere along the line, because all of a sudden this ex parte thing comes out, you know. And it's the tip of the spear, like you say. These guys – this is just now going to start getting ugly from here on out, because these guys are liars. They're thieves. You know, they're you know, the rule of law doesn't matter. But they will do anything to win in court, and this is an example of it. We should have a three-judge panel. We should have the right to get this to the Supreme Court and have it looked at. But, you know, at the last minute, they're going to try some, you know, legal maneuver to keep us from getting.
Well, you know, you've got to expect that. I mean, they did file a motion to dismiss the minute that we filed our case, and you've got to expect that from the
sure.
other side.
Right.
But from what I understand, that their particular ex parte isn't very strong, and our attorneys have some marvelous work they've done. The attorneys really feel confident that this is going to be. Blow right through it. Because,
yeah.
You know, again, you know, my only question is, and this is certainly no reflection on integrity, but Judge Mueller did have the complaint for several weeks before she made her request for a three-judge panel. So, you know, I mean, I don't know if she, you know, it isn't like, oh, silly me, what was I doing? So I think that she really, I think she weighed that. But also, again, scheduling that September 8th hearing date, right on the heels of this, means that she's going to want to hear our amended complaint. So, you know, we need as many folks there as possible. We have to be very, very respectful. And by the way, if you have any questions about this and you want to hear more about this in depth, tomorrow night at 6 o'clock at the Eagle's Nest Church, 3276 Pacelli Lane, we will be talking about this in the Patriot meeting. And also, we will be having a special guest. His name is Mark Kent. And he's going to be speaking on Elk Trail.
I heard that guy's good.
And he's going to be speaking on the everybody was quiet, Mark.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was because we were silently reflecting on the...
On the brilliance.
On the greatness.
Yes, the greatness and the brilliance. And the aura.
Yeah, that was it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was it.
But anyway,
Mark...
Everybody's got their finger in the air.
Right. Yeah. At least one of them.
You're number one.
Yeah, you're number one. But anyway, so we'll have that tomorrow night. So if there's any questions on that or anything, come tomorrow night. And anyway, that's about it. I just wanted to – I'll go ahead and give the address
one more
time.
Yeah, give the address one more time.
The Robert T. Matsu, that's spelled M-A-T-S-U, Courthouse on 501 I Street. That's in Courtroom 3 in Sacramento, and it's on the 15th floor. And we want to pack that place. We want to have people standing outside. So – that's all I got, guys.
I know,
and
that's hot.
I'm going to get my car head for home and listen to your program.
All right.
Thanks a lot,
Terry.
Sharing all that with us, Terry.
And maybe you could expound a little bit more on the Hillary thing. That was just precious.
Yeah, we expand
that's
on
one
that.
Word for it.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks.
We're expanding as she is, because
as they say in the South, bless her heart.
Oh, bless her little heart. Yeah. All right, thanks, Terry. Yeah, what a crazy, I mean, how crazy is that? You know, I mean, Hillary's going to turn into a Christian preacher? Good. Well, I guess there's the old Saul and Paul argument, but I'm pretty sure she didn't get struck by lightning yet. Or
maybe she did.
You and your wishful thinking.
I think she got maybe beat down with the Trump stick.
A little bit.
Well, maybe she, you know, that you have an argument. Maybe she did get struck by lightning. You know,
we couldn't be that lucky.
Does that explain the sudden inability to stand, the weird head
speaking in tongues.
The speaking in tongues.
Yeah. Or was she having a seizure? I'm not sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Crazy stuff.
So what does that do to her stance on abortion as a new Methodist preacher?
I don't think she has a stance on anything other than for self-promotion. I mean, she's flip-flop more
all
than
about her
than a catfish fry on a hot summer day in Louisiana. You know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, unbelievable stuff that she is even. I can't. It's like, what?
It's insanity.
That is total insanity. I mean, it really is. So, let's see. What else have we got? You got something over there on the lunch program or something? And
we got something that Michelle Obama's former top school lunch ally is now being charged with embezzling lunch school funds from the Los Angeles.
No. Say it's not true.
So instead of buying that, fresh fruit and salad, we'll just take the salad and run.
Just take the salad and run.
care so much for the children. We'll just take the money.
Unbelievable. Unfreaking believable.
100% whole grain cardboard for the kids. Lots of money for him.
Yeah. Let's
go to a break, Bob, and then we'll come back. And I think we have a guest calling in, Brandy Hawkins, at 10:30.
Yeah, to discuss what's going on in Las Vegas with the federal court case surrounding Bunkerville and the defendants there and just the absolute insane actions of the judge.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
I grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies that leave them with the world of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems, sadly in search of, and one step and back of themselves and their slow moving dreams.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. This is America, a country where at least half of the population still believe in godly moral values. They still believe this country was created for a godly purpose. We will never allow the overthrow of our country and Constitution from within. We will protect our God-given rights, such as freedom of speech and religion, and our right to protect ourselves and loved ones at any cost. But let's never forget, real freedom begins in a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Your future career awaits at Shasta College, and now it's all about more. More classes so you can graduate faster, more flexibility to work around your busy life schedule, and more ways to graduate and transfer than ever before. You told us what you needed, and we listened, giving you new self-paced math classes, transfer classes for the university-bound student, and more online offerings to help you achieve your academic goals. Fall enrollment is going on right now for both new and returning students, and we've made it easier than ever for you to register. Simply call 242
7650. And one of our skilled admissions officers will help register you and direct you to the next step to achieving your goal. And that's it. The world is full of endless possibilities, and Shasta College is here to help you begin your dream and secure your future. Call 242-7650 to register for fall classes. It's your life, your path, and your college. We just help bring it all together. Find your more at Shasta College. Register today at 242-7650.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me. Or something that somebody said because they thought we'd fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're awaking from the back roads by the rivers of my memories, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Yeah, that's our little tribute to Glenn Campbell, who died this week. Fooling around on the internet and, you know, looking for songs as usual in the early morning Sunday. And he's got a song out there. It was his last song. I think it's really interesting. And the name of it is I Won't Miss You. I highly suggest you go, look at that at some point. I'll tell you what, sad. Guy dies of Alzheimer's disease, and the song that he wrote is talking about that he won't miss his wife because his memory's gone. Pretty interesting. anyway, where are we at? We got Brandy Hawkins on the line.
We do.
And we're talking about the Bundys and the court case and something's going on in Las Vegas. Are you there, Brandy?
I am here. Good morning, all. Thank you for having me today.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming on at such short notice.
No worries.
Well,
this is important stuff. We're watching a new America as we head into that different chapter here with all of this stuff going on. It's absolutely unreal.
It is. Can you explain to everybody real quick what's happened in the ongoing trial where it's surrounding Bunkerville and the current defendants and
okay,
what's happened
so the
recently?
current defendants, Eric Parker, Scott Drexel, Stephen Stewart, and Ricky Loveling, were tried. I want to say it was back in April, but I'm kind of old and I lose track of things a little bit. So it was declared a mistrial, and they were instead of trying the next group, Judge Gloria Navarro said no. The next group cannot be tried until this trial has come to a conclusion, and so she kind of dragged it out that way. And this trial for these four has been so super restrictive. I mean, to the point where it's just absolutely ridiculous what they've done to these guys. Can I outline that real fast? I don't know how much time you have.
Sure, absolutely.
Today. Okay. Let's see here. So the Sixth Amendment guarantees, the Sixth Amendment of our Bill of Rights guarantees citizens a speedy trial, a fair jury, an attorney, and the chance to confront witnesses. So keeping all that in mind, let's look at what she's done to this trial. She has required defense witnesses to explain their testimony before her and the prosecution in the absence of the jury, which prejudices the prosecution. So does that violate the Sixth Amendment?
Yes. And the due process clause and several others.
Yep. Struck down over 150 defense witnesses and prohibited them from testifying. That would have impeached prosecution witnesses and provided context to the allegations. Again,
oh, that old fair trial stuff, that's old. That's, you know, that was thrown out with, I don't know, Clinton, the Republic.
Well,
yeah.
Regardless, this has been so very restrictive that basically it came down to the prosecution was allowed to have a look-back period of up to 24 months prior to the events at Bunkerville. So they could look at social media, they could look at contacts between the individuals, they could look at every incident leading up to Bunkerville. The defense, on the other hand, was limited to the 24 hours immediately before and after.
Wow.
So do you see how that would kind of compromise the situation a little bit?
Absolutely.
Is this a jury trial or a trial by judge?
It is a jury trial.
Okay. So that, I mean, you know, at this point, I would think that this would be at some point a mistrial because the jury ought to step in and say, hey, you can't do this. This isn't a fair trial.
Well, here's what it comes down to. And we can't get in her mind, so we don't know what she's thinking, but we can kind of guess. The reason why she won't allow any of this stuff, she won't allow any mention of the First or Second Amendment in her courtroom. Keep in mind, this isn't the people's courtroom, it's her courtroom. She will not allow that in this trial. She says they are invalid and they don't relate to the trial. Having said that,
I think she's kind of unbelievable. I think she's kind of jumping out of the scope of her, you know, of her power. You know, a judge is a judge, not a frickin' tyrant.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
So here's where we think at this point that she's going, and this is why we are trying to get patriots down there to stand in front of our courthouse and voice our concern over the direction that America is going. We think that where this is going to end is sometime on Monday or Tuesday. It will be declared a mistrial. What she was trying to avoid is jury nullification. And what has happened over the last, say, three weeks, is that the jury's getting smart. You know, they wonder as they watch these videos that the BLM gets to produce, why on earth are they seeing such edited, cut-up pieces of video where it's obvious that things are being bleeped out? Why are they not getting the whole story? Well, they're, you know, I don't think they're stupid people. And then on Friday, what happened was Eric Parker was giving his testimony. Keep in mind, we're down to two defense witnesses, Eric Parker and one other one, who are allowed to testify, but in what they can say, that even they aren't really allowed to testify. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Well, didn't the prosecution actually ask and or request and was granted a gag order on the witnesses about what they were allowed to talk about?
Yes, both in and out of the courtroom. So here's what happened on Friday. What happened on Friday, or maybe it was Thursday. What happened the last day of court was Eric Parker was giving his testimony. He was asked about his positioning and what he could see. And he made the comment because there was, from what I understand, he was observing a sniper who was up on a mesa up and to the right of his position. And he tried to say, I looked up and to the right, and that's when the prosecution objected. She, the judge, requested an immediate sidebar. And after the sidebar, the jury was dismissed. She said, we're not going to continue today. And a juror actually passed her a note in this interim period. She threw the note down on her table and walked out of the courtroom. So I think that what we have is it's very, very obvious that if they continue going the direction they were going, they would likely get nullification. She cannot allow that to happen.
Yeah,
not in her courtroom.
Yeah, because if they get jury nullification and they walk, then there's going to be a precedent set, basically, that could be a problem in the future for armed resistance against government tyranny.
Well, keep in mind that there's another trial coming after this, but I think, as opposed to not getting a precedent established for the other side, it's more important for her to get a precedent established that says the Constitution doesn't matter.
Right, exactly. You know? That's
basically,
what that,
I think if we boil it down to brass tacks, I think that's what we're looking at.
I see.
Yeah. Well, for a judge to say that your rights, any of them, for the first, the second, any of your rights are suddenly null and void and no longer relevant in your defense, I mean, really?
She's not allowing them a defense.
No, at all.
It's a sham trial is what it is. It's a circus.
Well, I mean, good grief. We're not seeing anybody circumventing the rule of law lately, are we? So I guess, it's almost like a daily occurrence these days. It seems like, all right, who's circumventing the rule of law today? Is it the judge in Nevada? Is it the Clintons, Comey?
Yeah.
It just has got, it's gone crazy. And this is the result of this is that, now we've got just absolute almost chaos in the system because of this crap. Nobody's following the rules.
Yeah. We don't have a justice system. We have a legal system.
Right.
And that legal system is geared towards the agenda and not towards justice and truth. And until we the people can say, look, this has to get back to the way that it's supposed to be, it's only going to get worse.
I agree.
And I think what's most discouraging for us is we all held out so much hope after the election that things would start changing. And Jeff Sessions was down in Las Vegas a couple weeks ago, and he visited the courthouse, and he came out and he applauded the prosecution for the brilliant job they were doing on this case. So
wow.
That just adds more fuel to the fire, and that just tells you how deep this agenda might go.
Well, I think we the people are going to have to right the situation one way or the other, whether it's through the system or, by just basically saying we're not going to follow the rules if nobody else is. And, we need to get back to the system somehow. And I think you're starting to see that across the country. People have just had enough. If you aren't going to obey the rules, then there really aren't any rules anymore.
Right.
And so we have to do whatever we can to survive and preserve the Constitution.
Well, one of the rules that she has set as a result of this this court case is she has stipulated that just the presence of an arm or a firearm on an American citizen in the presence of a police officer is assault. They don't have to be brandishing it. They don't have to be aiming it. They just have to have it.
Wow.
In the presence of a police officer. So think about what that does to the narrative.
You think that's judicial overreach?
It's very much judicial overreach, and she's very much getting away with it. So so what we've recommended, we put out some posts last week that list all the members of the Judiciary Committee.
Right.
And they're at home now in their home districts, and we're asking people, light them up. Light up their phones. Do not give up. Use every phone in your house and call every single day every single member of that committee.
Do you have a post that you can put on Facebook for us on Sovereign Minds, Brandy?
You bet.
And then I'll get that out across the country, and that needs to get out there.
I have a question. Law enforcement is still citizens, right? They're still considered citizens?
Sure.
So does them having the possession of a firearm in my presence constitute assault upon my person?
That doesn't really fit the narrative, but
only if your name is Michael Brown.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's insane.
So we're asking for that, and then we're also asking tomorrow, because we suspect that there's going to be, as I said, we don't know how it's going to end up, but we kind of suspect that the prosecution will ask for and be granted another mistrial, which gives her one more chance. I think she can try it three times. And
how long have these patriots been incarcerated now?
Wow, they were incarcerated. It's been about a year and a half, 18 months. And they're being treated abysmally in their incarceration, just horrifically. So,
did they waive their right to a speedy trial?
Somewhere, but again, you know, we're changing the narrative here. This is the new America.
Right, with
so
a K.
None of that applies anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
These are private prisons where these people are being held, and they are being treated horribly. So we're also asking that everywhere there's a federal courthouse tomorrow, that we stage a tea party of sorts. We're taking tea and tea bags and as many people as we can get gathered in each city that has a federal courthouse, and we're reminding them, we're not out to cause trouble. We're not out to, this isn't a violent thing at all. This is just a matter of our voices need to be heard. And the government needs to remember that those aren't their courthouses. Those are our courthouses. Mm-hmm. And to ask us to pay for those courthouses while they take away our rights is abysmal. It's a horrific thing. It's definitely tyranny. And we are not going to stand for it anymore. So we have one going on in Medford. Of course, you know, a bunch of people are trooping down to Vegas. I was supposed to leave this morning, but ended up not being able to go, just to stand for what's right in this case. And what's right is not what she's, you know, the narrative that she's pushing or the prosecution's pushing.
No.
Wow.
It's a complete fallacy. It's a created situation, and it's a created and dictated narrative. And,
it is.
You know, like you said, hopefully the jury is catching on to what's going on here.
And, yeah, never waste a crisis, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, the perfect scenario would be that she doesn't declare a mistrial, you know, and the jury, you know, because they're asking questions. We're actually seeing that. They're asking questions, and they're seeing, this is very confusing. Why does the prosecution take 100 days to lay out their case and the defense gets two? Because they've been so restricted by the court. It's just unreasonable.
Well, like you said, they disqualified over 150 witnesses.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
So nobody could say, you know, the only narrative out there that is worth anything is the prosecution's, and she's made that very, very clear. She's made that clear, not the jury.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, should we go to a break, Bob?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go to a break and then come back and, you know, let's wrap it up to the top of the hour, and then we'll, you know, if we've got more information we can add and go from there.
If you want to call in and have a question or comment for Brandon, give us a call at 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
I've said a thing or two. I think of lying in bed. I shouldn't have said, but there it is. You see, it's all clear. You were meant to be here.
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 AM.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
I woke up this morning with the sun down shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I pushed my soul in a deep dark hole and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much, I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media. I'm not sure what condition our condition is in, that's for sure. Yeah, that's a heck of a video to watch. That's pretty funny. That's off the Big Lebowski. But, you know, we woke up with our mind in a brown paper bag. I mean, kind of feel like that sometimes. It's crazy stuff. I mean, good grief. So where do we go from here, Brandy? What do we do? What is there anything besides running down to Vegas that we can help out with and calling the judges?
Well, get on the phone and call the judges is the most important thing, because that is the only way we are going to remove these judges that are hell-bent. I mean, there's just no way to say it other than they are hell-bent to destroy the Constitution. And the only way that we can get them off the bench is through the Judiciary Committee.
You know, this really shows what the Founding Fathers said was absolute. It was government, you know, corruption, you know, tyranny and, you know, absolutism, absolutely, you know, corrupts or corruption absolute. You know the one I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. And man's worst enemy from the beginning of time has been government, because government has a tendency to grow and get stronger and take over the lives of all the people that it's governing.
Well, that's God warned the Israelites back in the beginning, you know, when they said, we need a king.
We want a king!
He said, no, you don't. And he said, no, we really want a king. He said, no, you don't.
And then at the end of that, they go, it's a witch! He's a witch! good grief. It's crazy, you know. I mean, well.
They've allowed them to have a handhold. And what is happening is they're taking that handhold and they're, you know, it's just like water and erosion. They're making a canyon out of something that was a trickle. Mm-hmm. And if we continue to allow it, you know what direction we're going to go. Yeah. I mean, we're already halfway there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
It is not going to get better if we do nothing.
The boat is turning around, but good grief. I mean, you know, now we're talking about nuclear war with North Korea and war with China, war with Russia, sanctions. You know, and of course, this is what they do. In a lot of times to get the population's mind focused off of them,
right,
is distractions, so that, you know, we're not dealing with the government itself and getting rid of the lawlessness, the criminality. I mean, right, you know, like we talked the story this morning that, you know, Hillary Clinton's turning into a Christian preacher.
Right.
Good.
Right.
God.
Well, and you look at, you know, first of all, let me say I strongly condemn what happened in Charlottesville. I condemn both sides equally. I think that if you carry that much hatred, then there's definitely a deep, deep issue. However, if you look at the way that it's being utilized by the media,
right,
it's not being utilized by the media to portray two fringe factions going off the edge. It's being used by the media to portray. Just look at what Governor McAuliffe said. He said these white supremacist Nazis. Yep. He didn't say anything about Black Lives Matter. He didn't say anything about Antifa. He said these white supremacist Nazis. So you look at
I guess the black progressive communist thing just doesn't, you know, play well with the narrative in the mainstream news.
Well, it doesn't, because what they have to do is they have to color anybody with an ounce of conservatism in their soul as a bad guy, as a hater, as a bigot.
And that's part of the narrative that's attempting to be shaped in Las Vegas, that the mere espousing of patriot ideals or talking about the Constitution is somehow seditious radicalism and should be a crime in and of itself.
Bingo. So, you know, forget about the part where they've taken the Constitution and changed its meaning and changed its purpose. They're saying that we're not observing it because they've changed its meaning and they've changed its purpose. So it's kind of like playing Monopoly and then changing the rules in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's kind of like trying to be honorable with a liar.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work. I mean, you're supposed to be honorable, but they can do whatever they want. It doesn't matter. So they apply the Constitution when it's in their favor, and then they just disregard it when it's not.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, and I myself feel trapped in the middle. I got commies on the right and Nazis on the left. And
so what you're saying is you're stuck in the middle?
Yeah, stuck in the middle with you.
With us.
Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. You betcha.
Exactly. It's,
and it's going to be, you know, for anybody who's listening who thinks that it's not going to happen where they're at, boy, you know, it's time for people to wake up.
They are. I think absolutely they are. They really are. I think it's just the media doesn't play that off. But
well, I was going to say it's already happening, and people are starting to see it in that affects them individually or in their community more.
Yeah.
So they're going. Oh wait, it is here.
The internet has changed the rules of the game. It used to be you only could get your information from the mainstream media that was totally controlled, and that goes all the way back to the '50s. You know, when they really started implementing the controls and this narrative, and you know, so we've slowly emerged out of that in the last few years, based on the fact that you can actually get information of opposing viewpoints by just going and shutting off the TV and going over to your computer and typing in and finding other sources of news.
Yeah.
When part of the problem is they're taking average normal Americans, and with the narrative and the things that are going on, they're forcing them into different camps. They're forcing them to polarize in one direction or the other.
We're going to have to say goodbye, Brandy. We got 1 minute to go. So tell us where, what you get, you know, get it out there, websites, anything that we need to know. Otherwise, I'll post it on Sovereign Minds, because we're going to have to cut you off in about 30 seconds.
Okay, I've got the post out on Sovereign Minds where we've provided all the phone numbers to the senators. If you want to help, get involved with, contact me at Heirs of Patrick Henry on Facebook, or even just open up a dialogue and send me a message, Brandy Hawkins on Facebook, and I'd be happy to chat with you about it. Oregon 3% has a vested interest in this, so find a chapter that you can work with. And Central Oregon Constitutional Guard is another place you can go.
Alrighty.
All right, well, thanks a lot, Brandy. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Best wishes to you, huh?
Yes. All right. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. And you've been listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
And division in America, it must come to an end.
We have to come together as Americans with love for our nation and true affection, really, and I say this so strongly, true affection for each other.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe had to declare a state of emergency after protests turned into chaos. This protest over the removal of a statue of General Robert E. Lee, three now dead, a 32-year-old woman that was hit by a car that plowed into the crowd. She's been identified as Heather Heyer. And two veteran officers killed when their helicopter crashed while patrolling the protests. Their ID is 48-year-old pilot Lieutenant H.J. Colin and 40-year-old trooper pilot Burke Bates, whose 41st birthday is today. Meanwhile, Charlottesville Mayor Michael Signer tells NBC's Meet the Press that, hey, they were ready. Unfortunately, they did have to use the force that they were prepared with, but the city had on hand the largest assembly of law enforcement personnel in Virginia since 9/11.
They were charged with one mission, which was setting the conditions for people to peaceably express themselves and assemble. They didn't do that starting right at the beginning, so an unlawful assembly was properly called.
Virginia Governor McAuliffe visiting two Charlottesville churches this morning, along with Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam. The Farmer's Almanac predicting a snowy winter from Maryland to Maine, with five coastal storms between December and March. The Maine-based publication is now in its 200th year, and it does go on sale this year. It also predicts wet weather for southeastern states, dry in the west, cold temperatures in the central regions. And Amtrak officials say it took less than a day to sell out a special train service in Illinois for the solar eclipse set for the 21st. This is Town Hall News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-725-1616 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-725-1616. That's 800-725-1616. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
An analysis of campaign finance filings shows that California Assembly members considered swing votes on legislation to reduce carbon emissions by charging polluters were among the top recipients of donations from oil companies.
Records show oil companies and the Western States Petroleum Association and other industry groups donated more than $240,000 to Assembly members in the first half of 2017 as lawmakers hotly debated extending California's cap and trade program. Of the nine Assembly members who received more than $10,000 from oil interests, six were moderate Democrats or Republicans who were considered swing votes on the deal. All six backed the bill, and it squeaked through the lower chamber by a single vote. In total, oil interests gave to nearly half the chamber's 80 members, with most receiving less than $5,000. Jeremy House reporting.
Iran's parliament overwhelmingly voting to increase spending on its ballistic missile program in response to recent new American sanctions. Do you have a child in college, or are you yourself in college? Well, dream differently. Candid Advice for America's Students is a book by Dr. Vince Bertram, and it has shot up the list of bestsellers in the Conservative Book Club. Chris Malagisi, editor-in-chief, tells the Salem Radio Network that it is a must-read for setting and achieving your goals.
So this is a great new book that's out, and it's wonderful. It's shot to the top of the list at number two. And basically, it's a book by Dr. Bertram, who's trying to give advice to college students about, and parents too, about things to think about and really succeed in life.
Dr. Bertram says the new book targets those that are trying to accomplish higher education.
Really talking about, you know, the arts and sciences and classical education is still very important today. It's a wonderful read, and if you've got a college student or you are in college, I highly recommend it.
You can find more about the book, Dream Differently, Candid Advice for America's Students, at conservativebookclub.com, Town Hall News.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
It's getting better all the time. I used to get
Yeah, we're going to change the words of that song, and we're going to say, the state is getting redder, getting redder all the time.
Is that a political comment or a financial one?
Well, it could be both. Yeah, I mean, we're going into the red ink, and at the same time, you know, the state is turning red.
Yeah, a couple days ago, even the San Jose Mercury News caught on, there might be a financial fiscal crisis.
Oh,
in
my God. Who's been saying news that flash, for 6 years?
Newsflash.
Nobody that I know of. Yeah, I mean, what could, many Christmas. I mean, I got a couple of headlines here on the financial thing, and then we'll get to our guest survey, and then set him up here with an intro. Let's see. Yeah, it's getting better all the time. Shadow Stats says that if prior to 19, I think it's 92 or 84. I can't remember which. 1984 sounds good. And so
okay.
Prior to that, if we did the employment stats exactly the same way as we used to, we're at 22.3% unemployment.
Woohoo!
Whoa, the recovery continues.
Good, it's right? Great news.
It's great news. It's getting better all the time. And then here's one. The Dow hits 22,000. Corporate profits were negative 7 out of the last 8 quarters. Does that sound right to you?
Not a numbers guy, but that doesn't seem to add up.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't.
Yeah, so this is coming from the Fed. Dow Jones Industrial Average is hovering now around 22,000, but not every indicator is rising. Corporate profit per unit of real gross value added, after tax and so forth, blah, 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 has been declining year over year for 7 of the last 8 quarters. So let's see. I'm not real smart, you know, and but I learn real good. I learn slow. But if all of the corporate profits are in the red and the stock market keeps going up, does that make sense to you? I don't know.
Are you a smart guy?
I mean, isn't that like the physical equivalent of like you take out your wallet and you hold it out and you just drop it, and instead of falling to the ground, it starts to levitate and hover in the air?
I got to tell you where this comes from, and you might want to look this up if you want to look at this article. It comes from the Snake Hole Lounge. Economic and financial analysis without the snake juice.
Okay, you have my interest.
Yeah, so that's an interesting article. And then what else have we got here? Let's get to our guest, Hervé, and let's talk about him, and then we'll do some other stuff towards the end of the show. We got about a little less than an hour left. We have with us today Hervé LeConte, a 57-year-old man from El Dorado County, and his wife, Julie, I'm not sure if she's on the air, but I'm sure she's standing close by. They are true patriots. Hervé, who is a native of France, has more knowledge about the Constitution than most Americans. Gee, that's a shocker.
Yeah.
You know, most Americans don't even know who fought in the Civil War, it seems like, especially the college kids. He's now living in America with his wife, and they have great appreciation for liberty and the freedoms that Americans enjoy. This couple enjoy spending hours every week volunteering and assisting local veterans, including the military family support groups. Well, in the last, I guess it was this, in July 29th, I guess, was the start date. He did an 11-day journey for the Run for Representation. And this was a run where he ran over 500 miles through the different counties. Let's see, he started in Sonora and then went to Tuolumne, Calaveras, Almador, El Dorado, Placer, Yuba, Sutter, Colusa, Glen, Tehama, Shasta, Nevada, and ended up in Siskiyou, and to support and show that the state of Jefferson is a viable working thing that is going to happen. And he believes in the formation of the state and what it represents. Are you with us, Hervé?
Yes, I am. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
How are you today, sir?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing really great, actually. Looks like I gained weight during that run. I'm not kidding.
Good grief. Are you kidding me? 500 miles? Oh, I could run 500 miles. Oh, yeah. Hey, yeah. After the first 11, I would have to be supported with a cart and you know, skates and like the little guy that runs around in the movies where he's been after the Civil War with no legs. But, yeah, I don't know how you do it because you're gaining weight. I can't believe it. I can't get, you know, gosh darn, I'm trying to lose weight, and I just don't understand how you could gain weight after you run 500 miles.
Well, the idea is to eat and drink water, pretty much.
Lots of it, too.
Lots of it.
You know, I tried to do that, too, eat and drink water, lots of it, and I didn't lose any weight. So.
Yeah, but you weren't doing the 500.
Good Jefferson home cooking. It's kind of easy to pack a couple on.
Yeah.
So tell us about your historic run, Hervé. What does it represent in your mind?
Well, first of all, I never run in my life. Really? I moved to the United States in '89 and raised a family, 4 children with my wife.
working, and you know, pretty much everything is on a back burner, but raising a family. I know a lot of people are thinking the same way. And as my children are grown and do their own thing, I found the time to run. So 4 years ago, I started to go to gym. Say, hey, let's try something. And I like it. And I realized I didn't like short distances. I'm not fast. I like to run and no breaks. Just keep running. So I did, you know, join some 100 miles, 200 miles, 3 days, three nights, nonstop. Loved it. And as I'm going and try to run more, I realize it costs a lot of money to join races. I don't know if people realize, but if you want to run a 100 mile, it can cost between $200 or $500.
Wow.
So I started thinking, say, hey, I've already volunteered with my wife with a nonprofit organization, which is Military Family Support Group in El Dorado County. And we help veterans and their families. We have tendency to forget the families, you know. PTSD for veterans, but I like to say second-hand PTSD for families, too. So I'm starting thinking, and I start running, and my wife said, why don't you run on the 4th of July for the veterans? Okay, I'll do that. So I did a 118 miles nonstop, raise some money. And as I'm thinking, what next? Last year, we had the five officers who got killed in Dallas, and that really hit home. So I said, okay, 10 days later, I run another 65 miles to raise family for law enforcement and for those families. And one thing after another, I run another 130 miles for a deputy sheriff who just got working with El Dorado, got out of the Navy, so it was a perfect storm. Veterans, law enforcement, and a canine to cover it all. So we raised a lot of money, I think over $5,000 on that one.
I think it's a brilliant strategy. I would personally pay you $500 so I don't have to run.
Exactly. There you go. And people, and I didn't realize, but people really like the challenge. Say, oh, somebody's running and it's 110 degrees outside. What's up with that? You know, so hey, you know, we collect the money. The deputy is happy. The canine is happy. And try to help as best as we can. And one day I called the movement of State of Jefferson, because I knew about the State of Jefferson already in the 90s. There was something on the back of my head. And I say, I can run a few miles. And one thing after another, it was 15 counties, 500 miles in 12 days. And it's done. Oh. Did it, and wow. Very successful.
Do you know how much money you've raised? Or?
That I do not know. I don't know if you know, if you talk to Terry Girardi, she would be able to tell you, because I told the movement I am not touching any money. I don't want to. I run, and you do the rest. So I don't know, but very, very successful. That's for sure.
Very good, and people can still pledge money as well if they want to do that. You could send checks to the State of Jefferson Formation, and that's P.O. Box 751, Palo Cedro, California 96073. Again, that's State of Jefferson Formation, P.O. Box 751, Palo Cedro, California 96073, and make sure you make the checks out to the State of Jefferson Formation. So, so you guys didn't get paid for this. Did they bring you donuts, and that's how you gained the weight? What happened?
So, one, no, we didn't get paid for that. I would not take any penny, that's for sure. However, I found $1.38 while I was running on the road, because I do collect pennies and quarters. So I made $1.38, and I gave it to my son. He was very happy. So there is that. And, yeah, I didn't give it to the State of Jefferson, my bad. But a lot of people from different counties invited us at the restaurants, so we didn't have to pay for food in the evening at the restaurant. Local also paid for hotel. It was unbelievable, with a nice gift. Some people gave us also some cash for, how you call that, gasoline. So, but the idea was not, obviously, to get help on
absolutely.
That. I wanted to do, that was my vacation, and I'll pay for it. So no worries there.
That's your vacation? That you call that a vacation?
Yes, actually, I do. It was a great vacation. Loved it. I saw so many counties, and I have another appreciation for the what I call the real people living there. It's amazing. I had homeless say, do you need water? I mean, how beautiful is that? You know, wow. People stopping like on the middle of nowhere in Trinity, Shasta, and all the counties say, do you need a ride? And they literally help in the middle of nowhere asking me if I need help. Are you okay? Because it was so hot outside, giving me water. It's warm water, but do you want some? Say, I'm fine. And it was beautiful. People helping, people passionate. So the Jeffersonian were very passionate and talking to each other with other counties because some people went from one county to another. So that gave them an opportunity to talk to each other, which is great. So, yeah.
Wow. Did you run up over Highway 3 from?
Yep.
Wow, that's a pretty steep grade.
So, Jack was, is it... Scott.
Yes, you went over the top from Trinity Center around Coffeyville.
Yes, I did Redding, Shasta, Weaverville, Coffee Creek, Etna, Weaverville, Etna, Wairika. I'm talking like I know the county like so good, I was waiting for that part because I love to go up, and I was going faster going up than going down on Scott Mountain. My wife timed me. She could not believe it because I love to going up. It's good on my knees, good on my legs. Going down, it's brutal. And up, I see all the signs, you know, the elevation, Pacific Trail, which I had no idea was there, and Siskiyou County Line, and two bears. Yep.
Wow.
So two bears. With a very light fur, brown light fur, which at the time I said, maybe it's a mountain lions. But somebody told me, no, there is light fur bear over there.
Yeah, their black bears are actually come in a lot of different colors.
I was surprised. So at the time I didn't tell my wife. I told her a few hours later.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Buckhorn grade on 299 is a bit of a climb, too.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
It was beautiful, yeah. And off the record, nobody's listening, right? Trinity and Siskiyou County, oh, my God. Shasta, beautiful counties. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was thinking of your run in my head, because I've been over those roads so many times in my life, I was thinking where the swimming holes were.
I had plenty of place to swim, but no, I couldn't take it. I don't like water, so no worries on that front. But Willows, I remember Willows, Marysville, and Colusa. I'm telling you, birds don't even go there. There's no tree. And if birds are going there, they bring their lunch and their backpack because it is bad.
Wow.
It was brutal.
You ran through the heart of that heat wave, too.
Yes, and plus the asphalt. So it was 107 plus the asphalt coming up, heat coming up. But it's okay. That was the idea, the challenge.
Probably 120 degrees on the asphalt. I got to say, you are a miracle, Hervé, because you gained weight. How did you do that? heck?
Good food at some restaurants. You know, people giving me some peanuts, some beef jerky. How can you refuse?
Well, that's true. Obviously, I can't. You know.
And I have some days I started in the morning, believe it or not, two croissants and two coffees. That was it. And I felt so good until noon.
So that's the secret, coffee and croissants.
Coffee and croissant. I'm telling you, I read a lot of articles about nutrition. Throw that in the garbage. Do whatever you want.
So do you put butter on your croissants or cream cheese? Or you
No. Sacrilege. No butter on the croissant.
Just plain.
Just plain and coffee. Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe that's my problem because I like to slice them in half and put eggs and bacon.
Yeah. Good breakfast croissant.
Cheese. Anyway, Sally's on the chat room there. She says to ask you about Cooper in June. I don't know what that is.
Oh, this is amazing. So June, she told me, she didn't ask, but she told me she's 77 years old and Cooper is a little older. So June and Cooper live in Red Bluff. So first of all, when I arrive, I forgot what town. There is this white pickup truck, and I see a literally old, I'm sorry, Cooper, but, you know, you walk and you walk like an old man because maybe you are like like me. And he got out slowly, put the State of Jefferson American flag on his pickup truck and on the front of me, and I followed him.
That's Cooper.
And a nice couple. I mean, unbelievable. Very passionate about the State of Jefferson and talking and like, hey, I fought terrorism since 1932. I mean, you name it. He's a veteran military police in New Jersey. Told me he went all the way to Florida during the missile crisis. I mean, you can imagine the life of that guy, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he met his wife in the army also. But anyway, that's all I know. No big deal.
That's kind of cool.
That's nothing. I go to bed and I wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning at the hotel. 6 a.m. chaos, commotion, bad, loud. That was June and Cooper asking the staff to have the croissant and breakfast ready for me because nothing was ready. And I didn't know they were there. I don't even know them. So I get my croissant, I get my coffee, and they say, Hervé, get in the car. Well, no, I need to run. Get in the car, we're going to show you around town. They literally kidnapped me for 2 hours.
That's Cooper.
I know Red Bluff area like the back of my hand. McCoy Road, Hooker's Road, Bend, the river. I got to see the river. The new courthouse, who costs $20 million, and nobody get there. The tower, the sign, Red Bluff is a nice place to live. Everywhere, and even that bridge that collapsed years ago with a fire truck in it. Nobody got hurt, by the way. I mean, I know the town very well. I fed the horses. We went to a ranch, his daughter's ranch. And here I am feeding the horses. We have pictures. And we went to his house. Why? Because he put a royal throne chair on the back of his pickup truck. State of Jefferson flag. I'm sitting on that chair like a king. I was a king. And coffee and croissant. We have the pictures to prove it. Unbelievable.
You got to anyway, post those online, Hervé. Yeah.
The what?
Post those online if you can on the SOJ51.org website.
Uh-huh.
That would be great.
Good.
Yeah.
So I keep saying, keep in mind all that time, I said, you know, guys, just drop me there. I need to run. No. And at the end, they say, we'll bring you back. I say, no, you don't bring me back. Bring me up on 5, and I'll make up those miles later. Because I knew I was in trouble. So they finally dropped me, I want to say Anderson, but that was high. That was way north. But I may be wrong. And anyway, those miles, I ran from Reading to Shasta that evening and more. And the next day I did it again because obviously I had to make up those miles. But I got kidnapped, all right. It was great. Oh, Cooper was so funny. That was amazing.
Very good.
Yeah,
very
pretty
good.
Pretty cool.
Real American right there.
Very good. Well, we're almost to the bottom of the hour, and we're going to have to go to a break. But, and you know, if you want to stay with us for, you know, until we get back, and then we'll button her up and see what else we can do for the great state of Jefferson to make sure it happens and put any last words in that you have. Anyway.
If you want to call in, give us a call. 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Look at
time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 AM.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. This is America, a country where at least half of the population still believe in godly moral values. They still believe this country was created for a godly purpose. We will never allow the overthrow of our country and Constitution from within. We will protect our God-given rights, such as freedom of speech and religion, and our right to protect ourselves and loved ones at any cost. But let's never forget, real freedom begins in a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
From narwhals to unicorns and manatees to mermaids, discover the physical and cultural connections between the real and mythical worlds at Turtle Bay this summer in Mythical Creatures, Dragons, Unicorns, and Mermaids. Mythic creatures of all kinds are taking over the museum May 20th through October 1st in this immersive, hands-on exhibition organized by the American Museum of Natural History in New York. Mythic Creatures is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Reading's Electric Utility. Use ceiling fans to keep cool in occupied rooms, but remember to turn them off when you leave. Ceiling fans left on in unoccupied rooms waste energy and cost you money. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you. Powerful together.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
And when you stop and think about it, you won't believe it's true that all the love you've been giving has all been meant. I'm looking for someone to change my life. I'm looking for a miracle in my life. And if you could see what it's done to me, to lose the love I knew, save me between the silence of the mountains and the crashing of the sea, there lies a land I once lived in, and she's waiting there for me. But in the gray of the morning, my mind becomes confused between the dead and the sleeping and the road that I must choose.
Sovereign Mind Radio. I think we got a miracle coming on. That's some old Moody Blue stuff. Good stuff. We have I know I'm probably not saying it right, but Hervé Lacante on the radio with us today. Are you, Hervé, are you still there?
Oh, of course I'm still there. Good. You're going to have to kick me out.
Well, I think you're a true patriot, Hervé. And you know, this is such a great deal that you've done and the opportunity. And, you know, and I know you believe in the Constitution and everything that the state of Jefferson stands for. You're a great patriot. We just want to say thank you for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
And if you got anything to add to that, otherwise we're going to move on.
Well, I'm not sure. We had a caller.
We had a caller?
We have a call coming in, so I'm not sure. What we got going, Bob?
Billy Bob would like to have a word with our guest.
Oh, very good. Right. Okay, there you go.
Billy Bob.
Are you there, Billy? Billy.
Yes, I am. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. You're on the air.
Listen, all I want to do is absolutely give this man a salute and just the utmost appreciation for his valid effort and courageous. I mean, that's unbelievable what he did. So I just want to thank him and that he's going on the first State of Jefferson stamp. So
yeah, we're thinking about making a coin with him on there with, you know, running with the flag.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, absolutely incredible effort and, God, what a nice guy. So thanks for having him on your show.
Thank you. Very good. His next run, he's going to drag me along on a skateboard.
All I have to say is, he actually ever met you in person?
No.
So it's going to be a short
So it'll be a couple of feet. So have you got anything to add, Hervé? Because we're going to have to go, and we got other news to report, so we got to move on.
I can add a thing, and you tell me when to stop, okay? When it comes to the State of Jefferson, is a lot of people are not aware that California is a socialist place, and I know what I'm talking about. I was raised in a communist town in a suburb of Paris, socialist country, and I'm not afraid to say the word communism. And socialist is a fancy English elite word to cover for communism. And when people, you know, and I'm the first one to think that way, you know, you raise your family, you do your best, you don't have time to think about politics, you don't have time to see what's going on, but you get swamped by taxes that are wasted, and so people vote because the media tell them to do this and to do that. So I just want to, I don't know how to phrase it, but this California used to be a great place, great American, and there is great people that want to do something, but they can't. And I want to say if we all do a little part, you don't have to do a lot, a little part, a donation here or going to a meeting there with the State of Jefferson, showing your face, whatever you can do, it is big. Don't think it's small. What I did, it's small compared to what's going on. So don't give up. That's what I want to say. And time is no essence. Time is a human invention. So if you think, oh, State of Jefferson, when, what, look at the State of Israel. Theodor Herz, an Austrian reporter, decided, hey, I want a State of Israel. That was in the late 1800s. He never saw the State of Israel. And now, 60 years later, boom, there is a state. So there is a lot of stories, analogies, where doing the right thing is doing the right thing. Forget how long it's going to take.
Wow.
That is my message. Time is not an issue. Do it because it's right.
Absolutely.
And it takes all of us.
That's
absolutely. You are correct with that. That's
absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely. Very good. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
We got a caller?
No, that's for later on.
Okay.
But yeah.
Well, thanks for coming on, Hervé.
Thank you,
we appreciate it, and hopefully we'll get you back here. Bigger and greater things are coming up.
Yep.
Thanks. All right. Thank you.
All right.
Have
Bye.
A great
thanks,
day.
Hervé. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Okay, let's see. What else we got here? I just wanted to say a couple of things about this. If you want to donate, you can go to the SOJ51.org website, and you can contact people there.
For more information on how to do that, or you can send checks into the State of Jefferson Formation at P.O. Box 751, Palo Cedro, California, 96073.
Now we have a caller that's on the line that wants to address something.
Okay.
We've got Lori on the line.
Oh, she's going to beat me to the punch. I'm trying to get to her vaxxed.
Yeah. What you got for us, Lori?
Oh, no. Okay. Hey, good morning, everyone. You know what? Hervé and all about him needs to be on these national magazines like Sports Illustrated, Newsweek, or whatever the sports magazines are, just to take it from that angle. I mean, this man is so generous, kind, loving, compassionate, heartfelt, and soul-filled. I agree. He needs to be embellished everywhere we can. Name a donut after him. I don't know, or a croissant. Whatever.
croissant and coffee. You know, you got to get the coffee in there.
Let's get our first franchise going in Jefferson. I don't know. But what I'm calling is to gratitude and give thanks and appreciation to Mark for sharing on July 31st at our local Patriots meeting when he was addressing the Stillwater Business Park fiasco dilemma and whatnot. Because if there's anything we can do, I'm ready to do some more homework to help and support follow-up tracking and going deeper as to what is really going on with this park. And if you have a summary for now, great. Otherwise, let's just put it on our homework assignment list.
I think we're going to put it on the homework assignment list because tomorrow night I'll be at the Patriot meeting and I'll be going over the Elk Trail project out there that the city was involved in, and the water stuff. So I've been kind of working on that. But, I mean, the more we find out, the worse it gets on every level, it seems like.
I tell you what, Mark Renlandia, the swamp is everywhere. It's not just in D.C. If we can just realize the fungus and the mold is everywhere, and if we need to wake up and everyone get roll up your sleeves, this is it.
I agree.
Yeah, I think more and more people are starting to get it, you know. So
I'll see you tomorrow night. Thanks.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I got a little email from Peter today, and he's in L.A., and he's missed the last couple of shows. But, you know, basically, you know, it's a letter regarding Doug LaMalfa. It looks like it's from Brenda Haynes. And it talks about, you know, what LaMalfa's been trying to do involved in this stuff. And interestingly enough, you know, after going to this, they had a meeting. I don't have the date here, but it was, punishment regarding fines and jail time removed from, you know, the Ordinance 719 and all this stuff that they were doing illegal that we're going to go over tomorrow night. And, you know, and then the Board of Supervisors didn't even show up, not one of them, to this meeting where a sitting congressman is asking them to come over and sit down and go over this stuff. So, you know, the gist of the letter is that, you know, once again,
they think they're above the law and can do whatever they want in regards to Shasta County.
Yeah, they blow off a request from a sitting congressman. I mean, what kind of Board of Supervisors do we have here? They don't give a crap about anything, you know, and other than that, they're hiding something. Maybe.
Or both.
I guess we'll find out because, you know, tomorrow night I'm going to talk about some of the illegal activity that they've done. They fined they fined the people out there receiving water. They charged him for the grand jury investigation. I mean, it's ugly. So anyway, we'll cover that tomorrow night at the Reading the Reading Patriot meeting, 3276 Bocelli Lane. Okay, so let's get to a couple more news stories. Have you got something over there, or do I need?
Well, we were on the Board of Supervisors, and this came to me a couple days ago. You know, at the VSO office for the veterans, we're looking for another officer down there. This is four in a year.
Again,
and I'm digging into it, and we'll keep people posted. But it's
So what's the issue? Why do they?
I don't know. It's kind of interesting that we've lost four officers down there again, and so the veterans are kind of caught in the middle. So there's something with the Board of Supervisors and different things going on. I can't say too much, but just so people know.
They're a bunch of self-righteous, corrupt half-wits that's bilking this county for everything they can get out of it?
Something like that.
I'll
you know
it.
What he said.
Well, yeah, but who all the players are, I'm not sure yet. I got some good ideas, but... Yeah. So Yeah, just wanted to get that out there while we were talking about the Board of Supervisors, you know.
Well, I had something. I had something, and this really says that, you know, Carl Bott posted this on Facebook. The Redding City Council has finally gotten it. The people are mad at their inability to address public safety. What we wanted was a plan to address what was going on, and the council spun in circles, producing nothing. Then two things happened. Barry Tippin became city manager, and the recall against Schrader and Sullivan. As Mark Beauchamp pointed out in his recall, perhaps this led to a sense of urgency in the council, and now rapid movement from banning food giveaways in the park to a three-pronged crackdown on crime. Perhaps it's time to take a look at the Shasta County Board of Supervisors and give them a sense of urgency. Now, you know, I'm not sure how he feels about Barry Tippin. I'm not sure I feel anything about Barry Tippin as city manager. I think he's another one of the good old boys. But I think the point of this is that the heat is ratcheting up because people have had enough of this crap. You know, they've had enough of this garbage from our elected leadership that, you know, they don't give a crap about the citizenry. They give a crap about their own agendas and, you know, staying on the golf course and keeping, you know,
Getting their paycheck,
triple dipping on their retirement. You know,
it's unbelievable.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable
for their own gratification.
So,
I think we got somebody on the line, don't we, Bob?
I have to take a deep breath.
Indeed, we do. Carl Bott is joining
Carl
us.
Carl is on the line with us.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
Good morning, y'all.
Hey.
Hi, y'all. Hey. Okay. Here's what's going on with the Veteran Service Officer. Now I hate to stop banging on the Board of Supervisors because God knows they need it. But
I think we're not going to stop. So Carl, go ahead. We'll continue.
In this case, Tommy, who's going to be on our show tomorrow morning at 7, is leaving not because he's forced out or because anything's happening. If anything, Larry Lee says offering more money, more vacation time, everything. But Tommy's going home to North Carolina. He's having his mom's getting older, and some other things. So he likes it. You know, he likes living here in Redding, but his home's back in North Carolina, and that's what's going on.
All right. Well that kind of clears that up.
There's
no. Well, it was
unlike
just. Go ahead.
Unlike the other two, which were poor decisions, Tommy was a good decision. He stabilized the Veteran Service Office, and we're going to miss him.
Oh yeah, we definitely are. He was great for the office. But,
that doesn't mean we have to pull any punches on the Board of Supervisors.
Exactly. You know, there's still a lot that's going on. But thank you for calling in and let me know that because that just came across my desk, you know, a day or so ago. So I was trying to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, and you know, and so did I when I saw it. And so, but I've talked to him and Larry Lees. And it's a very amicable, they want to keep him because he's done such a good job, but Tommy needs to go home at this point.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Carl. All right.
All right. So I was going to talk about Monsanto a little bit, and I think we might have a caller on the line.
We have one more. We have Nick who wanted to chime in.
Go ahead.
Good morning, Nick.
Yeah.
It is a good morning. Any morning I get to talk to you people is a good morning. Hey, my wife and I spent the night up on Hat Creek Overlook watching the meteor shower. It was absolutely spectacular. This morning I talked to a guy that was coming home from the Mojave Desert to Oregon. He was an ex-police officer in Grants Pass. And he said Grants Pass, their problems are identical to ours. Mm-hmm. And he attributes a lot of it to the pension liabilities, not being able to afford law enforcement, and on and on and on. But what's interesting is in Oregon, he said that they have built into their pension contract an 8% increase cost of living each year. Isn't that something? But here's what I wanted to ask Red. Red, tell me about triple dipping. This is the first time I heard somebody's a triple dipper.
That's where you have had several different government jobs, you know, from like former police chief to board of supervisor member to different things that entitles you to.
I don't know, CEO of Turtle Bay.
I thought you probably had somebody specifically you were.
Oh, Leonard Muddy.
Oh, really? How's he a triple dipper?
Well, he has several different jobs that he has done that entitles him to more than one government pension.
Oh, okay. You know, I had a thought coming home, too. My wife and I were talking about Melissa Hunt challenging Lester Ball for his seat on
Sammy
the council.
Ball.
And we went by Inwood, and I thought, you know, I'm going to contact her and tell her not to forget how the Board of Supervisors ran Revenge and Selmo out of Shasta County. That is absolutely despicable, and I think that would be something to be brought up.
It's all about the money, Nick. If you want to know what went on with Revenge and Selmo and the Shasta County Planning Board and the different things that have to go on, start looking into mitigation and Glenn Hawes' farm and how you actually get yourself a permit to do something in Shasta County.
Okay. I'm going to let you go. I hope you have a great day, and thank you for having me on.
All right.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Nick. We appreciate it.
Bye.
Very good.
Bye.
All right. I wanted to talk a little bit about the – they got the Vaxxed online, but I lost my link here. I'll get back to it. Before I go there, Monsanto has a new RNA inference GMO corn that has been approved by the EPA. Okay, so we've got this this new corn that has been approved. It's a genetically engineered modified. It's named Smart Stacks Pro. It has a built-in pesticide that targets rootworms by disrupting one of their genes. That's got to be good for you.
Yeah.
What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah. What's the problem?
And in another unrelated story, Monsanto data shows it colluded with the EPA and the media to hide the truth about its products.
Nah.
You can't make this crap up. This is in San Francisco, a lawsuit with more than 100 plaintiffs against Monsanto's glyphosate herbicide is the source of the data that proves that the company colluded. So this collusion thing, it's just everywhere. Collusion. It's not illegal.
Would that fall under the category of paying public officials, payments of money as campaign contributions to get things like the TPP passed?
Maybe.
No.
Wow.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
We just look at the internet too much. We're just idiots.
Exactly.
They colluded with the EPA and media outlets to conceal the fact that their best-selling product was never tested to see if it caused cancer. Wow, doesn't that make you feel good? Let's go buy out. It makes me want to run out there and buy a big jug of Roundup.
Sure.
Why don't you just
spray it all over my garden?
Yeah, just go ahead and drink it. It's good for you.
Roundup goes good on broccoli. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like a new dish. It's like a pesto, sort of a pesto-y.
Okay.
Metallic, poisony taste.
Yeah, do yourself a favor and look at some of the other stuff they use, like paraquat. See what that is.
But it's FDA approved.
But they approved it by the EPA.
Yeah,
and the FDA,
I'm just
and
saying.
The RSC,
so it's got to be okay, right?
Well, it's bad when you call it Agent Orange, but it's okay when you spray it on crops and call it paraquat.
Well, yeah.
It's just a marketing problem.
Yeah.
It's not
and
a
the
genetic
problem being
defect,
what?
A birth defect issue. It's a marketing problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want the EPA to get together with the NSA so that.
So that you're SOL.
So the EPA makes you SOL.
Actually, that may not be a bad idea. Let's get the EPA into the NSA because those guys could screw up a wet dream.
Oh, God.
It's true.
We need a break.
Let's go to a break with that, Bob, and come back for the last 5 minutes of our show.
All right. If you want to call.
We're not in the air anymore.
Call in. The number here is 605-4567. This is KCNR. 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
This is good. Strawberry Fields Forever. I love this. With some glyphosate.
Yeah.
And
that's what I like with my oatmeal.
Let me take you down, cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real. Forever.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
A tribute band bringing you the great music and legendary sound of the Doobie Brothers. Join us Friday, September 8th at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Doobie Rock, the music of the Doobie Brothers, live in the Event Center with all the amazing vocals and driving beat of the Doobie Brothers' music. Doobie Rock, the music of the Doobie Brothers, is a show you will not want to miss, performing their greatest hits. So get ready to go rocking down the highway and listen to the music of Doobie Rock, recreating the harmonies of the Doobie Brothers and performing their classic music with unique spot-on vocals. A must-see show. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets for this event are just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Don't miss your chance to see Doobie Rock, the music of the Doobie Brothers, in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, September 8th. A good time will be had by all. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. Concerts are better, better at the River.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Fire Media. You know, I'm getting a little texts from my son Rich. You know, your music is killing me. Does it come with sleepy time tea?
Wow.
I wish I could say the response on
not,
air.
Not a lover of the classics, huh?
I guess I wish I could say the response on air.
Yeah.
so put that in your pipe and puff on it there, Rich. Anyway, let's see. I wanted to hit the vax things because I found it. I accidentally closed out the link. But there's the new documentary miniseries event, The Truth About Vaccines.
You can watch it for free.
You can watch it for free, and evidently it's on Amazon as well, on Amazon Prime. And so vaxxed is not going away because I guess there's a real problem with people getting shots and their kids having autism from the, you know. Yeah. So I wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
I'll post this online on Sovereign Minds as soon as I get a chance, and then we'll do that. But let's see. What else have we got going here? Well, we've got Al Gore's new climate. Oh, we got 1 minute? Let me read these headlines real quick, and then we'll get out of here. Al Gore's new global warming climate movie gets a cold reception. Henry Kissinger advises Trump to leave ISIS alone, which is very interesting. And, Muslim professor funded by taxpayers says genocide of white racists is morally required. And Trump's campaign manager raided without probable cause while DNC crimes remain ignored. Does that pretty much sum up the week?
Well, that and the new report coming out that the DNC Russian hack wasn't even a hack at all. It was an inside leak, probably from Seth Rich.
Wow, who would have ever thought? I never suspected. All right, well, you know, it's that time again. It's the end of the show, whether we like it or not. And so, you remember, amateurs built the Ark, professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason, is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire blah, and is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
You've been listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
30-year-old Ohio man is being blamed for ramming his car into a crowd of protesters Saturday, killing a 32-year-old woman, leaving 19 injured. The chaos erupted around what is believed to be the largest group of white nationalists to come together in a decade. President Trump is blaming many sides for the violent clashes between protesters and white supremacists in Virginia. He spoke with Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, assuring his administration opposes what is going on in Charlottesville.
We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence.